Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Happy Thursday! Welcome to Scalzo and Barasta across ESPN Wisconsin. We are presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light, America's favorite light lager since 1982. He is Ben Brust. I'm Craig Scalzo. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling us, texting us 800-990-3776 on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. Day two of the Ashton Rotman era, the Rot Hot era here on Scalzo and Brust, and he continues to impress,
man.
Over-deliver. Ben yesterday requested snickerdoodles from Ashton.
How good?
Very good.
I mean, godly good.
Highly impressive on that. Not only that, but the follow-through of this guy.
Yes. We give him an assignment, and it's just check, 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 check.
Not only did he do the snickerdoodles, but Ben, as soon as you say yes to one thing, he's going to ask for another.
That's true.
Until you say no, goes, okay, well, can we also get some hot dogs? And next thing
hot
you know,
hot dogs.
They're not hot dogs. They're not hot dogs. They're rot dogs.
For those who missed it, Ashton Rotman has a food truck. Rot-tots. Rot-tots.
Rot-tots.
You like that?
I do like that actually a lot.
Rot-tots. I just want to be that guy. If Greg's going to be running, like, you know, being the face up front, getting people engaged, you're cooking
you're,
back there.
You're outside the truck.
Just let me yell, Rot-tots, like, every time there's an order.
Awesome. I like that. Hot dog costume.
Rot-tots, order up.
I could see it, your face with the hot dog, and you're, like, getting people in. It'd be awesome. Be legendary.
Yeah, nothing like being in a hot dog suit in the middle of summer.
Well, we know you don't wear underwear, so you could just be flying free under there. It'd be great.
If you get a Rot Hot hot dog, I will be the hot dog, the Rot Hot.
I will pay an order for the hot dog mascot if you're going to wear it.
This is great.
1,000% do it.
Heck yeah.
We will order that before the end of this show. Someone's going to have to.
I will wear it after the show on Wednesday, August 17th. That's when you're at Brookfield, right?
That is so far. That's when we're at Brookfield. That will be, as of right now, our first Wisconsin event.
And for those that have missed it, Ashton Rotman traded from Jen Gabe and Chewy Mornings, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, to us here on Scalzo and Brust. Josh DiMaggio was sent back.
To the minors.
To Jen, Gabe, and Chewy in the mornings on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Chris in O-Town chimes in, says, what happened to Joshy? Chris, of course, the official and unofficial best friend of the Scalzo and Brust family.
Infidelity victim.
Says, what happened to Joshy? Did my ex's friend get him also?
No, I think he's still happily in a relationship.
But
watch out, Josh.
We're happy, but you know what? The sign of a great trade is that both sides feel like they want it, and both sides feel like they're happy, and that was the case this morning on Joshy, Gabe, and Chewy. Here's what that sounded like, talking about how they think they won this deal.
Again, as the days go by, it becomes painfully obvious that we ended up getting the best end of this deal.
It hurts so much to hear him say this.
We traded Ashton Rotman for Josh DiMaggio because they spent a lot of their show yesterday kind of...
I mean, it's clearly that we dumped Ashton.
Clearly.
Right?
Yeah.
Clearly.
With Packer training camp being Christmas, so we dumped the girlfriend before we had to buy her a gift for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a good move on our part.
Yeah, I mean, look, he spent a lot of time yesterday on Scalzo and Brust, like, talking about us.
Yeah.
Like, we just talked about how excited we were to have Joshy looking forward, and they're looking in the past.
I mean, look, we're not looking in the past at all. We're looking forward as well. We're very excited. We've already got plans. We've got Rot Hots. We've got a whole lot of things going on. We've got food going on.
We got cookies.
I don't think other than Josh's laugh track, which we'll keep on there because it's a funny laugh. There's not a whole lot of Josh being left over.
No. No more spelling errors.
Mm-hmm.
No more mishaps in 1 or 0 trying to read sentences. No more panic faces. I feel like you're very calm, cool, and collected back there.
I try to be because I find if I'm going to freak out, that'll make the situation worse. So something I teach our interns and people that come in, part-timers, anyone that I'm training is, hey, take a deep breath. Everything's going to be fine. Just radio.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Josh, I'm sure.
Have you taken him under your wing for that training?
I'm sure at some point like that, like he's drenched in sweat by the end of some of these shows because it's just, he gets a little stressed out back there. But it wasn't just Ashy they were taken out. We also got taken out. The idea that Scalzo and Brust are more high maintenance than Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is so beyond reality that I think they're trolling us. This is what it sounded like.
It's going to get real old having to cook and serve those two constantly.
Yeah,
that's what he doesn't realize.
Yeah.
Like, because those two are high maintenance. We are not high maintenance.
100%.
Right?
100%.
I mean, they dress up to go to work. They're all pretty. Scals has got the coat. Like, what are you doing? You're wearing a coat in the studio?
Yeah. That's because I take care of myself.
Professional.
I'm a professional. I come in. I ask very little of Ashy or Joshy, depending on who that is. We're very excited about the food, but Ashton also said that his favorite thing is to feed other people. So we're doing.
We're literally Ashton doing him a service
and ourselves.
Yes,
it's a great fit.
It's reciprocated both ways. He likes giving us food. What did you say to us?
I said my love language, I think, if this was a thing, was giving other people food.
Yeah.
And you know what our love language is?
Accepting the food.
Receiving and eating the delicious food.
I mean, you want to talk about high maintenance. A Chewy on Monday couldn't even finish
a freaking show.
A grown man in his 40s had too 50s. Much to drink.
50s.
50s had too much to drink on Sunday night and couldn't make it through a 2-hour show on a Monday. You want to talk about high maintenance, Chew. There's no question between him and, look, I'll say this, Gabe is usually pretty low maintenance, I think. But, you know, him and Jen are both high maintenance. Ben's high maintenance, 2-1. They're a more high maintenance show than we are.
Yeah, Greg's zero high maintenance.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a pain in a lot of ways, but I wouldn't call myself high maintenance. I would say that at times I can be a little absent. I might not always respond to things right away, but for the most part.
But you show up and you dig your heels in, and we put our best foot forward.
This is the lunch pail show right here.
This is the rot dog eating show. This is the show that stops at the hot dog stand on the street because they don't have time to get, like, to just, you know, go for the Mark Chimura. I just worked out. You know what? I'm going to go to brunch and sit here for an hour and a half and eat 8 omelets and drink some raw eggs. And then Jen's out there doing God knows what. Gabe's golfing all day. Like, we're the lunch pail crew.
Sorry we have jobs, guys. You know, sorry we work for a living.
That is true.
Even when Ashton moved to the afternoons, this guy's getting up and I'm getting emails from him way beyond when he should be in work.
Well, that's why that crew fits well together, because I'm sure Joshy, as soon as that show is done, he's out like Jen
is. I didn't even see Josh today. He was out. You know what happened to Josh? He's on Jesse Nelson time now.
Ooh.
He's like, oh, I got here and I can clock out here and I can sneak out here. This is great. Next thing you know, he's going to have dentist appointment at 10 a.m. and he's just going to leave after the 7 and 9 show. And then Ashton's going to be filling in for Wildy and Tausch and doing Scales on Brush.
Story of my life, guys.
So be careful.
But I'm happy to. I'm happy to. Anytime I get to be with you guys, I am thrilled. So that's why this trade has worked out so well, I think, for everybody involved, because of our excitement to be around each other is just through the roof.
Genuine.
It's true. JD from Fondy chimes in, says 800-990-3776, the old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old.
Let's get old together,
JD
crew.
JD from Fondy says, I really don't like the sound of Ashy. Can we call him Roddy? I like Ashy.
Ashy?
We put it on the poll on Twitter at Scalzo.
What's a better name?
People said Ashy's better than Joshy.
Yeah, we won that poll.
I'm good with Ashy.
I know you are. You don't have to defend it. We got you.
Thank you.
When the Scalzo and Brust family comes at a family member, we will defend our
thank
family.
You. I'm sorry, I'm not used to that, but I appreciate it, so thank you.
Hilsey chimes in, the official and unofficial nickname giver of the Scalzo and Brust family, says, too bad this doesn't change Ben's dumb answers on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, and is Ashy going to call Ben out on those answers? No. Hope the cookies are worth it. We actually have a special edition today. Chewy versus Ben Brust. And Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? So we will have that at 5 o'clock right here on Scalzo and Brust. Very excited.
Just
about
another
that.
Way we're going to whip them in every way possible.
Joel in Fitchburg says the Rot Dog was clearly the winner in all of this. He went from an ESPN Milwaukee show to an ESPN Wisconsin show. Ashton is now getting statewide advertisements for his food truck.
It's not called advertisement. Let's just call it a discussion, perhaps. You know, it's statewide discussion.
It's a referral. Just, hey, it's word of mouth. Speaking of, by the way, I've got this Rot Dog in front of me right now.
Ooh,
can I come get mine?
on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. We're streaming right now, Ashy.
You can watch. You can watch us enjoy these hot dogs. A little special rot sauce.
Goodness. So if I may, all beef hot dog, Ashy. All beef. We got some diced onions, some relish, some tomato, some banana peppers.
Yep, banana peppers are on there.
And then the secret rot sauce.
Secret rot sauce, which I will say is a mustard base. Now, these are
celery salt and
That's why we went banana peppers.
Okay.
So this is my take on a Chicago-style dog, which, real quick, by the way, many people within our office here at Radio City did
very
not know.
Very disappointing.
Really disappointed. We found one person that knew what it was. So this is our take on it. Now, there is one thing that I'm going to ask you guys as we try it is, A, honest reviews, because it's not as fresh. I made it 2 hours ago because I had to get back here. Yep. However, I also want to know, would you have preferred grilled onions or do you like the raw?
I'm a grilled onion.
Okay, that's where I'm leaning. I just didn't have time.
I like both on a hot dog, to be honest. Like, I'll put grilled and raw. Because, like the crunch of the raw and, like, the taste of
you
the
you talking with your mouth full is so disgusting. I can literally feel the onion between your teeth as you're trying to spit your words out.
Well, the banana pepper got stuck there. It wasn't
banana
the onion.
Banana pepper is good. The rot sauce is... I like
The kick is not, like... It's not too kicky. Like, it's not... It doesn't, like, take your sinuses away.
It's got a nice of a bite. We're like, ooh, this is different, right?
But it doesn't, like, linger. Oh my gosh!
Love the
Ashton.
Banana peppers on there.
I'm a big banana pepper guy. Now, would you go hotter? These are mild banana peppers. Would you guys go hotter ones?
Not if you're going to go with the kick on the sauce.
Okay,
yeah, I'm going with the mild banana peppers.
Okay, yeah, me too.
I'm trying not to eat and talk at the same time.
Well, you're doing a horrible job of that. That is delicious, right there, Ashy.
That's sauce.
I mean, that is a 10 out of 10. Speaking of, I don't know what Gabe and Chewy were talking about when they were calling themselves 10s. They said you were 7. This from this morning on Joshy, Gabe, and Chewy.
That I still care about the
for
guy,
move. Now
but
eat.
I think ultimately this is going to be better for his overall.
But
growth.
No offense, Gabe, to Ashton at all. I mean, me and you are like 10s. He's like a 7. So we should have kind of seen it coming, right? Right, Joshy?
What is the scale we're rating 10 to 7 on? I don't know what that means.
I have no idea. It just felt right.
It just felt good.
Can I at least be an 8?
Oh, you're a 10.
Oh, yeah.
We're not, Joshy, you don't go from a 7 to an 8. You just stick with the 7, especially a 7 that can cook, you know?
Yeah, even though you guys didn't ever reap the benefits.
If you were an 8, this wasn't going down. The fact that you're a 10, you're like, yeah. Right?
Yeah, we're upgrading.
Yeah.
We know we upgraded.
Highly doubtful. Ashton, you're a 10 with the cooking, which makes you an 11.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Honestly, the way that they're talking about being a 7 is a bad thing. Like, shoot, I'll take a 7. Man.
What are we talking? What's the scale? Like, I mean, are we talking
made up fairy tale land?
But just like,
they just want to call them, they just want to call themselves
quality
10s.
Of person?
No, they just want to be 10s.
But
they're
like,
not.
But like, not, we're not talking about looks, are we?
No, just quality of people, I think.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, what would I be with the looks? If we go by looks, what are we? I'm like a 5, 6, maybe.
I'd give you a seven and a half.
You'd be in the sevens.
Oh, wow. All right.
Seven.
Nice.
I mean, your personality also puts you to the 8s.
And you
very
got a lot
funny.
Of height.
You can cook. You can bake. You're a girl's dream.
Tall
really?
Guy too.
Tall.
Where?
Yeah, girls love guys over 6 feet. Let me tell you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take some more advice from you guys, I think, off here about life advice.
You should have cooled me there.
You're right. I'm not used to all the hotkeys, and again, I did not color code it.
I think for a guy like Ashton, who's like 6'6", he doesn't think over 6 feet. For somebody like you, who's just 6 feet tall, it's like, hey, I got over the bar of 6 feet. I swear to God,
that's
Ashton.
That's some 5'6" anger coming out
only,
of me.
He only talks with his mouth full right now. It's like he has a breath in between, and he won't speak.
The timing's not working
out.
You're
disgusting right now.
I like it. I think it's fun. Fun for everybody. Fun for the family.
The audience gets a good taste of your food by hearing how good it is in my mouth when I talk.
800-990-3776. We'll continue the conversation here. We'll also listen to what that loser Bill Barnwell of ESPN.com had to say about the Packers, because if you're wrong once, you're wrong twice, you're wrong three times,
he's wrong
you might
every
as well
year.
Just continue the same take over and over again so you could be wrong a fourth time. We'll hit it next. Scalzo and Brust presented by the world's greatest beer. Ooh, you know what would go great with this rot dog?
A Bud Light. Do you got napkins?
Next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
76% of people say they wouldn't take relationship advice from Homer.
Yeah, they can all go to hell.
All right.
Then what is that? I've been married 40 years. It'll be 40. Who wouldn't listen to somebody on
this
marital...
is helping your cause. Doesn't even know the amount of years he's
40
been married.
40 or 41.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Grateful Dead Thursday. I'm so happy that I created Grateful Dead Thursday during the pandemic, Ben Bross.
I do too, because it opened up my mind. I feel like I'm more eclectic in my music knowledge. And you know what? I was playing golf when I was out Thursday and Friday. And actually, when I called in, was that Thursday? Forget which day I
Friday.
Did. Was that Friday? The Thursday practice round group loved Europe 72 Live. Loved it. Like, the group was vibing, and so I would not have been able to have that knowledge and impress my fellow compadre I was golfing with if it wasn't for you, Greg.
Appreciate that, Benny. Yes, Grateful Dead Thursday here on Scalzo and Bross, copyrighted, patent pending. We are presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Ashton Rotman, the new producer, Josh DiMaggio, traded into the mornings. Casey and Summit says, I admit it's strange hearing Ashy in the afternoon, but I'm digging it.
Ooh, baby. I'm digging it, too, because you know what the best part? For those who missed it, we did try Ashton's Rot Dog. He has a food truck, the Rot's Hots. Rot's Hots!
Rot's Hots.
Order up. The sauce has a bite, but it does it like, I haven't even had water, and I feel like really good. You know when you have hot stuff, it like it just sits in your mouth forever? What did you do to make it go
away
so
quick? That's
what
she said.
Dang it.
Bowen Ford Atkinson chimes in, says, is this what we call a bromance?
Between us three?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm in.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
If you say it, why would I hit it?
Levi the official. Just go
with it.
So, yeah, sometimes you just either got to listen to Ben or...
don't ask questions, otherwise we just lead down a path of destruction.
Right. The official shipping and handling guy of the Scalzo and Russ family, Levi, chimes in Plover, says, hey guys, I miss Joshy on the show, but whoa, Ashy, it's nice to hear you on this great show.
Did he combine Whoa Nelly and Joshy and all
the
producers?
Appleman in the orchard. He's mowing the orchard right now. I love a good mow. Says, is there anywhere I can get betting odds for the big 5 o'clock showdown? Ben Brust and Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Mano y mano verse Mark Chumura. Right now, Chewy, the slight favorite, given that he is 1-0 in the history of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust.
And I choked.
You did?
I choked. Self-admittedly.
But I'd say it's minus 120 plus 110. I mean, you're really close to even on that. I would say, you know, it's gonna
be a pretty even match. I wanted to say minus 110 each way and just call it even, or just call it even money. But you're right; he's got a slight, a very, very slight edge.
Yes, it does. And 414 Hilsey chimes in and says, "Is Ben's mic just doused in rot sauce now? Because all he was doing was literally eating the microphone with his hot dog."
Oh gosh, did the audience not enjoy that? I just wanted them to feel the goodness that I was feeling in my mouth.
That's what she said.
Before we get to Bill Barnwell and how he's wrong once again, our guy Weat in Germantown chimes in and says, hey guys, this isn't really related to anything, but I was hoping to get some opinions. We're good at opinions.
Well, yeah, we're here for all your needs.
Me and my lovely girlfriend will be on vacation in sunny Florida, August 6th through the 14th. The issue is I've lost my AirPods case. Of course, I would love to tune into the show if I can while I'm gone, so I was wondering if you guys know of any good AirPods alternatives that work well. Am I just paying for the Apple brand with AirPods, or are they truly the superior product? Would it make more sense to buy an alternative or just buy a new AirPods case? I would love any insight from you guys or anyone else from the Scalzo and Bruss family. Thank you for any and all help. That's what we are here for, we at in Germantown.
I mean, I will say he was very, very friendly in his message. It seems like he really, really wants some help. He lost his AirPods and he doesn't know if he should buy new ones or not?
AirPods case. He didn't know if he could just buy the case.
So I don't have AirPods.
But you don't.
So AirPods specifically have to have like their case in order to charge, or
there's an AirPods case.
Got it. So you charge it in the case.
Well, you charge the case and the AirPods, and then the case can actually charge the AirPods themselves.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
It's cool. Pretty slick.
So I'd imagine
there are alternatives that are much cheaper.
There are. I have an alternative that's much cheaper that works great, I would say. So I would check out some specific websites. I don't know. Can I name the website?
Is it a porn website?
It's a Bezos website.
Oh yeah, you can.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I'd go to I would literally go to Amazon and Google Bluetooth headphones, and I don't remember what the brand is called, but it's got a T on it.
I mean, Joshy was the only communist on this show, so we're allowed to talk about Bezos. Joshy's the only communist from the Scalzo and Brust family. But yes, I will be going to Amazon and ordering Ben Brust hot dog mascot suit as well.
Yeah, I thought you were going to like personalize it. We needed to say Rot's Hots. Like,
that's fine, but
you got to get the costume.
We
got to
start with the suit. Okay.
I'm not going to sew a full mascot costume together.
You got all the time in the world. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Josh.
Bill Barnwell has been doubting the Green Bay Packers in the Matt LaFleur era since year one. Every year, it's like a tradition here. He is the first person to enter the banned list on the Scalzo and Tausch Super Bowl 57 train to Arizona.
I don't know if Tausch is even on that train, by the way, Scals. He's been talking a little bit like he's not all in on this team winning a Super Bowl.
Let's ask Ashton Rotman. Ashy, are you on the Scalzo and Tausch Super Bowl 57 train to Arizona? Chugga, chugga, choo, choo.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I want to be involved here to do that, but I also want to be truthful. I don't think they're going to be very good this year when it comes to in the playoffs. I think they're going to make the playoffs and win North. I do not at all believe them to be a Super Bowl contending team.
So you believe that the team will win the division?
Yes.
They will have a home game in the playoffs.
Yes.
They will have
Greg.
One of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the NFL and a good defense, and you just think, hey, they don't stand a chance because they don't have a wide receiver?
Yes, I'm firmly in the wide receiver camp. I am. It's true. I know it's weak. I know it's lame, but I am firmly
it's
in the wide receiver.
It's not weak or lame. It's just wrong. But that's okay. I forgive you, Ashy. They also have a long way to go for a wide receiver. But speaking of wide receivers, ESPN.com, Bill Barnwell, who again could not be more wrong about this Packers team over the last 3 years than anybody. Like, my daughter has been more correct about the Packers over the last 3 years than Bill Barnwell has. As every year he's like, there's regression, it's got to happen, and there's regression, this doesn't make sense. And it's like, no, dummy, they've got a great quarterback and they're in the worst division in football.
The year after they won 13 games, you speak of this regression. He still had the Vikings ahead of the Packers in the 2020 season, the year they went to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
That's Billy Boy.
I mean, last year, too, in 2021, he doubted them, and they were great again. But this time around, he is ranking the top weapons in the NFL out of 32 teams. Which teams have the best offensive weapons, combining wide receiver, combining tight end, and running back? And the Packers finish, drum roll please, 29th of 32. Womp, womp, womp. He's so good with those.
I know, and he hasn't even
You can't
color
find a girlfriend
them.
With fingers like that? Come on, that's remarkable.
That's what she said.
And no, I can't.
We're gonna get you one.
I understand the reticence to buy into the wide receiver group. I understand it. The tight end group is a massive question mark, although you do have a borderline Pro Bowl caliber tight end coming off of an injury in Bobby Tonyan. But the running back tandem is either the best or the second best in the entire NFL.
The fact that they have the running back tandem alone should put them inside the top 22 to 23 teams, in my opinion, simply by having Aaron Jones, because the tandem isn't just, again, the way you talk about basketball sometimes is a positionless sport, is almost the way you can talk about, you know, football, especially in the Matt LaFleur system. You need guys to be able to do more than one thing. Aaron Jones isn't just a running back. He has lined up outside as a wide receiver, gone against cornerbacks, and made ridiculous catches. He can also catch out of the backfield. He has a burst of speed, running through holes, like with strength as well. He is such a versatile back. And then to have A.J. Dillon, who also expanded his game last year, catching balls out of the backfield, those two combined, like, I don't care how bad the wide receivers may be. 29th is Bill trolling. Bill continues to troll. The consistent trollers are out. Colin Cowherd, Bill Barnwell, and I'm sure Stephen A. Smith will be like, Aaron Rodgers is a bad man, but give him some help. He needs wide receivers. Come on. That was a really bad Stephen A.
Number 28 in the NFL when it comes to weapons, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They signed Christian Kirk, didn't they?
Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, Evan Engram. They have Travis Etienne.
What makes Evan Engram better than the three tight ends the Packers have combined?
Travis Etienne and LaVisca Chenault. I mean, what are we doing here? The Falcons! They got one guy, Kyle Pitts, and then they draft Drake London.
So now we're going rookie wide receiver.
Yeah, can you even name a running back? Cordell Patterson?
I guess he was their flat. I mean, he's like a wide receiver running back.
But he stunk in the back half of the year because he's 46 years old.
I was going to say, because he's aging fast. Nice. Again, I don't want to get caught up in the teams around them.
No, I do, because that's the point, is we're comparing them to other teams. Like, I understand that the Packers got worse from last year. Billy Barnwell had them 11. You lose MVS, throw him away. He's a guy. And you lose...
The MVS thing Devontae, will drive me nuts forever.
You lose Devontae Adams, and you go from 11 to 29. They have the freaking Ravens! The Ravens ahead of them! Mark Andrews?
Really good.
J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards?
No.
And Rashad Bateman?
Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon... Bobby Tonyan, who is, say, half of what he was in his Pro Bowl caliber season at tight end before tearing his ACL. And you know what? Have a little faith that Aaron Rodgers will make the wide receivers better.
Yep. And you got Sammy Watkins. They're not getting a lot of credit for that signing, obviously coming off of a rough year last year in Baltimore. But overall, again, this is a perfect situation, the perfect example of a media member who has been dug in on a take. And I'm this way, too. I died on Alex Hornibrook Hill. I thought he was going to turn it around. I've done this.
You're dying on the Josiah DeGuara Hill?
Josiah DeGuara will be a difference maker this year for the Packers. Maybe not, but he's going to, what did we say, 200 yards?
No.
Total?
I forget what our bet was.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't take it because you ripped Josiah, and then as soon as money's put on the table, you're like, wait a second, Greg
all
might be right.
All I do is
everyone
lose bets.
Everyone doubted me.
All
when
I do
Rashawn
is lose
Gary
bets.
Going to make the jump. But yes, every single year, Barnwell digs in and his anti-Packer stance, him and Colin Cowherd, and every year, Aaron Rodgers stuffs it right in their face, and I can't wait to see him do it once again. 800-990-3776. If you're on the line, hang there again. 800-990-3776. First, I want to tell you about my friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You've heard me talk about the amazing work they've done on my home, replacing windows and doors on my older home, and now busting out some windows, putting in some beautiful patio doors on my new home. They are the best when it comes to quality, when it comes to innovation, when it comes to service. And right now, you can have beautiful Pella windows installed in your home and pay 0% interest for 4 years. 0% interest, 4 years. Now, if you don't need to do the financing, you don't want to do the financing, you can get $250. Off per window, and if you're upgrading to Pella's innovative Easy Slide series, which you should, $400 off per window. Don't miss out on 0% financing for 4 years. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tell Gina Della from Pella that we sent you here on Scalzo and Bruss. Go to PellaWI.com/radio. That's PellaWI.com/radio. We'll keep talking Packers. Plus, do you find dive bars unsavory? We'll hit some 1 or 0s next on Scalzo and Bruss.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Bruss.
The chance you actually ever get this tattoo is what?
65. Like, it's growing in, wow, like, actuality of percent chance I get this. Other than the fact
Are
that my dad claims
hard,
he'd be mad
how much
at
it
me.
Hurts?
No, I'm tough. I mean, I don't know what's so funny about that.
You're notoriously not tough. You're notoriously terrified of needles.
No. I'm not scared of needles. I'm scared of medical things.
Ha ha!
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, Debbie. Ben Brust here for Fairways of Woodside. $35 rounds right now if you go to fairwaysofwoodside.com. Book your round and enjoy a wonderful golf experience. The vibe, the atmosphere, they do it better than any golf course because it's not stuffy. You get your round in 4 hours, and you have a great time doing it. The music when you walk in, the atmosphere, the food, the booze. I'm telling you, you won't find a better golf experience. Go out to Sussex. Most of all, make sure you get to fairwaysofwoodside.com. You can purchase branded swag and check out all their specials. Fairwaysofwoodside.com. Book a tee time and enjoy your best golf experience today.
Ross and a Grateful Dead Friday. We're presented by Bud Light.
It's Thursday. It still is Thursday. Oh, you're off tomorrow.
Grateful Dead Thursday. It is a Friday for me. I am off tomorrow. Of course, we are presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light, America's favorite light lager since 1982. Light, crisp, and refreshing and ice cold Bud Light is waiting for you.
Yeah, it is.
Brewed with four simple ingredients for the highest quality taste for those who live on the light side of life, like me, my guy Ashy, of course, Benny. You make it a Bud Light. Barley, rice, hops, water, four ingredients. Give it that light, clean, crisp taste. Pick up Bud Light during your next visit to Woodman's, Total Wine, Festival, Walmart, Quick Trip, and Pick and Save. The only way to make a rot dog better is to have it with a Bud
Light. We are light guys. Ashy, happy-go-lucky, smiley. Greg, I call you Permigrin. Me, I'm probably the darkest of us all, but I also am very happy and smiley.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody describe Ben with an ounce of darkness there.
Good. I don't know. You know, it's hard to judge yourself.
That is true. Bill Barnwell once again doubles down on his anti-Packers take as he does every offseason. He's been proven wrong year after year, led by the man, the myth, the MVP, Aaron Rodgers, 800-990-3776. However, Mark in New Berlin, the official and unofficial clown of the Scalzo and Brust family, who believes that Jordan Love would be better to take over. Then Aaron Rodgers joins us now on the Old National Bank talking text line. Be like Mark. Get old. Mark, what do you got?
The choker, Aaron. You know what, Mark? You're an idiot.
I'm also like Ben. I'm happy and smiley. I just seen the interesting fact today. They had a picture. It was three quarterbacks, and it said, who has the most, as many touchdowns, or as many Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre? They were both in the picture. Who was the third one? Jim Plunkett. They compared him to Jim Plunkett.
No, Perfect. No, no. They did not compare him to Jim Plunkett. You're lying.
Who has as many Super Bowls as him?
That's fine, but that's not Jim comparing Plunkett. It to. That's just finding a common stat.
All right. That is a common thread. Now, getting back to Ashley, finally a producer that's on the love train.
That's not what I said at all. I'm on the Rodgers train still. I just don't think the team is going to win the Super Bowl, but I'd love to be wrong. I'm wrong all the time.
Also, Mark Plunkett has two Super Bowl titles.
Yeah, he was saying combined,
right.
Aaron,
yeah,
and Brett.
Combined.
Oh, so now you're taking out Brett Favre,
Jim
too.
Plunkett.
Interesting.
That's very, very interesting. Now let's get him back to Ashley. He's on the love train as an honorary
I'm not
member,
on the love train.
Writer. Because you just said Aaron Rodgers is a choker and he can't do it without an all-pro receiver. So is that an all-star? No, that's not an all-star. Seth Curry's an all-star.
I mean, nobody in the history of the NBA is surrounded by more talent than Steph Curry.
You know, these are all-stars. They can do it without having 55 all-pro receivers. So, Ash, you
just reaching.
Yeah.
I'm not reaching. He just said the choker can't do it if he doesn't have an all-pro receiver. How good is he then? He sucks. He choked. Oh, he choked again last night. He lost, didn't he? I'm asking.
Thank you, Mark in New Berlin.
Did not bring it today.
We will have you back on the show at some point. Look, training camp is tough. We're heading up to training camp, so I understand. I don't think Ashton said that he couldn't do it with those guys. I mean, the fact that Bill Barnwell is saying they have the 29th worst weapons, and everyone
speaks to the greatness of freaking Aaron.
Everyone is in full agreement that the Packers are going to win the division. Tells you how great Aaron Rodgers is. I think that's fair to say.
100%.
Next time, Mark in New Berlin, I almost called him Ron in the key. Next time, Mark, I want you to try to make a case that Jordan Love would have had a better career than Brett Favre if he had played during that era.
Yeah, he took out Favre today.
Took out Favre.
And you can hear Favre on these stations coming football season. So
that's right, with Josh, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Mornings, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
The JJGC.
We'll be replaying that interview every day here on Scalzo and Brust as well across ESPN Wisconsin. TJ from the Road chimes in and says, Mark and his takes are getting pretty sad and old. I don't know if the takes are getting old. That was a rough one right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, the takes are getting old. It's getting sad. I agree with the sad part, because he's reaching. He doesn't know what to say anymore. He's out of things
well,
to say.
I'm torn, because I love to hear from Mark in New Berlin, no matter how bad his takes are. But, like, there's not a lot. So I think he's trying to stay somewhat regular, but there's not a lot enough going on to rip Aaron for.
Yeah, Aaron's,
you know, like,
Aaron's been doing things right.
He called in with the tattoo thing, and then ever since then, like, Aaron's been out of the news.
I think also Mark knows. I think Mark's worried. As a bluebird yourself, Greg Scalzo, I think Mark's worried that maybe Aaron Rodgers has met the woman who will help him most in his career because they're most aligned and compatible. I don't know why.
You got it. I believe in you.
Look how supportive he is.
You got it.
He's just cackling in your face.
Oh my gosh.
You got it.
Compatible. Ha ha ha. Where's the laugh? Ha ha. That's what Josh
said. I don't think it deserves it. I think you got this.
No, they're compatible. Bleep!
It's okay.
Jordan from Madison chimes in 800-990-3776. Says, hey, Ashley, you are officially invited to my eventual wedding. And if Rotz Hotz wants to make an appearance, I wouldn't say no.
Oh. Special events?
Special,
you doing them?
We do special events. I said do.
Cool.
Mac from Neshota chimes in. He says, not going to lie, my biggest concern with the producer change was whether Ashton would have the reflexes to maintain the that's what she said quota on this
that's
show.
Quicker.
However, at this point, he might be better than Josh in terms of reaction time. Great job, Ashton.
Give yourself a round
Keep
of applause.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And he's polite.
He is polite. Very excited for the Brew City Battle that's going to be coming to Milwaukee coming up in November. That's the 2022 Aurora Healthcare Brew City Battle. Friday, November 11th, a doubleheader of college basketball at American Family Field. The first ever basketball games to be played at the home of the Milwaukee Brewers. Sorry, I had to burp there.
You just burped
to hold
the Rotz Hot.
I'm just trying to hold it. I mean, it's a good hot dog, but no matter what the hot dog is,
you're going
to
burp.
It's going to produce something.
I got you.
A doubleheader starting with Wisconsin women's basketball. The Badgers taking on Kansas State, then Wisconsin men's basketball. Badgers versus Stanford. That's going to be around 7 p.m. One ticket, good for both games. It's just one session. Tickets go on sale to the public Tuesday, July 26th at noon, except for you all, the ESPN Wisconsin family, because you could go early. Brewers.com/basketball. Brewers.com/basketball. Scroll down to the radio presale prompt and enter the code ESPN, and you can participate in the presale beginning tomorrow, Friday, July 22nd at noon. Boom. You're going to get the first pick of all the seats in a very, I mean, the first pick of the seats is the first time they've ever done it there.
And doing it at a baseball stadium at AmFam Field.
It's going to be huge.
The seat selection is very important, and we're going to do you one better.
So brewers.com/basketball, radio presale, enter the code ESPN.
And if you call right now, one winner in Madison, one winner in Milwaukee, 800-990-3776. First call in Madison, first call in Milwaukee. You will win a pair of tickets to the Aurora Healthcare Brew City Battle. Again, 800-990-3776. First call in Madison, first call in Milwaukee. You win a pair to the Brew City Battle. 800-990-3776. Give us a call. Ashley's got you.
Will the Packers finish top 16 in points per game this season? We'll hit that with our 1-0s next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Before now, you had what, Al Lazard, the slowest white guy on the team? Now you got some speed running at. No, it's a great draft.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. I mean, I know we talk about you being blind every time, but now you've really proved it.
Al Lazard, not white.
Not white.
For those that, for any other blind fans that we may have, Al Lazard.
Shout out to all the other blind fans listening. We now know that Al Lazard is not white.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scalzo and Brust on a Grateful Dead Thursday. We are presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He's Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Ashton Rotman, our new producer. And we were just joined unexpectedly by the boss man, or director of content.
I don't like this.
Ryan McGuire. He came in with headphones. So what's going on, Ryan?
Well, I have to hear what Ashton is saying behind my back. You know, that's why I have to wear the headphones.
Me?
Yeah, well, he's probably not going to like what I'm about to say here because, well, let me back
up
a
little
bit.
Shut up the music. This sounds serious.
I know. I'm,
yeah,
are we not supposed to talk about Rot Hots?
Well, no.
Are you mad you didn't get a Rot Hot?
Rot Dog.
Rot Dog?
No. I'm not mad at that.
Rot Hots!
Why not?
Well, let me back up a little bit here. I initially thought this whole producer trade thing that you guys did with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. When I heard it, I thought, oh, this is creative. It's a fun bit. You know, it's summertime, the dog days of summer. We're still a little under a week away from Packers training camp. So you guys are doing something fun and entertaining. And then I found out it wasn't a bit. It was real. And that's not good, guys. Not good.
So, not good for them. I mean,
I've had a freaking blast. I got somebody supporting me, smiling, bring me food, cookies.
Love you, Ben.
Where are you going with this?
Well, where I'm going is that the bit is over. We're sending Ashton back to the morning.
But it's
show.
Not a bit.
The trade was agreed upon.
Yeah.
Physicals have been passed.
This is a radio station. It's not a fantasy football league. You can't just trade people like pieces and parts when you don't get along with them. Ben.
Well, so now I feel singled out, in which well, Greg's you laughing and, Josh, and you just said Ben.
You and Josh clearly have issues, which is a larger discussion I think we should tackle first before we start deciding to move
bring him back on the
around.
Couch?
I mean, I was you on know? The couch. I opened up to Josh about how I was going to work to make him feel better and bigger and not so small. And then the first thing he does when he goes on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is, the cherry on top is I'm done with Ben. And so you know what? I don't want this trade. You can't come in here and do this.
I just did.
I feel like we are the Lakers right now who had Chris Paul in our grasp, and you're David Stern coming in and saying, you know what, we have to cancel this trade.
We never met about this, guys. I don't remember ever having a meeting talking about
Gabe
this.
Well, Gabe and I were sitting here eye to eye, man to man. We shook on it. We said, hey, we're going to make the trade. We sent Joshy. Yeah.
How has it sounded?
Well, I mean, it sounded okay. But
just
I mean,
okay?
Yeah, it sounded fine.
You hear that, Ashton?
I give it a C. Hurts.
Who got, I give it a C plus, B minus.
Who's gotten the... Hey, that's
the B
pretty
minus.
Good for us.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
Who's gotten the better end of the deal? I mean, we clearly won the trade.
Well, that's... Look, if you talk to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, they got the better end of the deal, and you guys clearly think you got the better end of the deal, but that's not the point. The point is...
I don't...
The point is that you can't just make personnel changes without letting the boss know about it. There's a process. There has to be a discussion. And this sets a dangerous precedent. I mean, what happens if Gabe suddenly doesn't get along with Jen and Chewy? It's suddenly the Jen, you know, Chewy and
would you
Homer
blame,
show?
Would you blame Gabe?
Is it going to be Tausch and Tony and Wildy and
nice
Brust? I mean, is
it Tausch and Tony?
You know, look, I mean, we can't just start throwing people around and teammates around just because they might tick us off on a
feedback's
particular
been great.
But they're producers, they're assets we have. You know, they're commodities. We can trade back and forth.
I will say this, fellas. I'll say this. I'm open to discussing this if both sides actually want to do it. But we're not going to do it willy-nilly. There's a process, and we have to go through that. So, Ashley, you're back on in the mornings tomorrow morning.
Whoa!
Josh is back down here.
Get to finish out the week?
Sorry, no.
I'm protesting. I'm taking the show off tomorrow out of protest.
Oh, wait, you actually, crap. I'm protesting.
Yeah, me too.
Rudy from Sheboygan says, who is this Ryan guy? He is on a power trip right now.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that, Rudy.
Well, sorry you feel that way, Rudy, but, you know, I'm the boss, and sometimes the boss doesn't get to be the most popular person in the room.
Does this have to do with salaries? Are the salaries not matching up? Is that what we do? Like,
Do we have to
send cash considerations back?
That's not for public.
Are they jealous about the baked goods? Because they had their opportunity. They never took advantage of it.
I think you're right. I think they regret this trade. I think that there's back channels going to Ryan saying, you know what? You have to cancel this trade because we blew this, and now we're stuck with Josh, and they get Ashton and Rot's Hots in the afternoon.
You know what? I did see on stream Gabe Neitzel, Mark Chimura, and Jen Latta, as I know Chewy's burner account, joined the Scalzo and Brust stream when we were eating the Rot Dog, and I think that was the moment in which Ryan got the timeline's adding up.
Well, I just found out that it wasn't a bit, and I was like, well, what the hell's going on around here? Sorry, guys, but the inmates can't run the asylum. We have to have a process for doing things around here, and I'm not trying to kill the fun. And like I said, we can talk about doing this.
Give me the whoop,
but we gotta talk about it first.
I want to formally submit, since we're talking about it, I want to formally submit a request to make this trade complete, and then we can work. I can help work on the back end. Although Hilsey, I think, spotted it pretty quick. He said we discovered the Scalzo and Brust kryptonite bureaucracy. Yes, we're not the best at following following the process as required.
Process not our thing.
Not our thing. No.
I'm just calling a timeout, fellas. Time out. Let's discuss this.
Jesse Nelson says that he was the one that filed a formal complaint to Ryan McGuire. And Jesse apparently is the one that blew this whole thing.
Did he file it on his day off again?
Well, I mean, that's just called his day.
Now, Jesse's a good teammate. You leave him out of this.
Oh, gosh.
You know what his nickname is? Whitey Tighties? You want to be aligned with Whitey Tighties?
Now, we have a strict whistleblower policy here at GKB. So we're not going
to
single
right
him
guy
out.
To, if he's your spy.
That whole monitor has the loudest whistle of all, that's for sure.
I can hear it from Madison.
I don't want to say thank you for your appearance, but if you're done, I would like to enjoy my last hour with Ashton.
I actually want to ask you a little bit of advice now, Ryan, because now all of a sudden we broke up and the things got ugly, and now we're going to be forced back together.
That's
not good. The
Scalzo
and Brust family is not happy. Casey in Summit says, tell Ryan, no, the family will not turn back the clock.
And we don't want to turn
Rudy
the family on
Rudy from Sheboygan says he's dismantling the dream team as we speak. We at Germantown says the boss is wrong. We're keeping Ashy. Get this dude out of here. People are upset right now. How do you bring back the exes? Chris in Economwalk, he didn't bring back his ex after she left him for his best friend.
He got remarried and moved on.
How am I supposed to go tomorrow morning knowing that they've talked to me about me the way that they have? And vice versa a little bit. But how am I supposed to attack that in the morning now? I can't show up tomorrow.
Ashley, you're 7'2" and you're afraid of your own shadow. Like, really? You're the tallest person on this team.
He's the nicest person in the company.
He is. He's a gentle giant.
He is too nice. All right.
I was going to teach him how to live, protect himself, stand up for himself.
We'll work this out.
You just get your bet. You're not with us anymore.
Now, guys, I did not say no to this. I said, wait a minute, let's talk it out first. So let's talk it out.
Okay.
Let the process play out.
Let's get the stuck-up guy with the tie out of here now so I can enjoy Ashton.
I'm not even wearing a tie.
No, he doesn't even have long sleeves on right now. What are you talking about?
Guys, we're doing radio.
Aren't you on a live stream right now?
You're not on it.
Oh, good.
I'm the tie guy. I'm the guy. I look like the tie guy here.
Enjoy your last hour together, fellas.
I'm not going to say thank you, but you will be hearing from our side with an official trade proposal following this.
Jesse Nelson will likely receive a swirly next time in Madison.
I got your back, Jesse.
It's a bad back to have right there. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more Scalzo and Brust, a special edition of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Ben Brust taking on Mark Chumura. Chewy versus Brust. Ryan, can we have this be for Ashton? If Ben wins, can we make that official?
No.
Next, Scalzo and Brust.
Well, you get a caller. Get a caller.
It's you versus Chewy.
Oh, never mind. I'm dumb.
I'm going to miss you.